The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil. And you know, like a lot of people, you know what I'm thinking about today? I am thinking about resolutions. Resolutions for 2012.
Yes, resolutions and how to do the thing that we rarely do, which is actually stick to them.
Well, you know, that's the key. But I thought this year we'd talk about something different that can help you save money and add value. House Logic looked at the top 10 most common resolutions, and we put a homeownership spin on them.
All right. Very intriguing. I think we've got time for about five of those.
Great. So let's start with a diet concept. So you can put your house on an energy diet. You know, it's gobbling energy like a starved elephant in some cases.
Okay. So what do I do? Leave fewer peanuts lying around or what? What do I do?
Yeah, lock up the M&Ms. So you want to seal your HVAC ductwork. Air holes and loose connections really leak out your heating and your cooling. Now, sealing and insulating your ductwork can improve the efficiency of your heating and cooling system by as much as 20%, and that can save you $200 a year or more, and that's according to Energy Star. So how do you want to do it? You want to use some duct sealant, they call it mastic, or metal-backed tape to seal the seams, holes, and connections in your HVAC ductwork. Now, be sure to seal connections at vents and floor registers, because that's a prime place where you get leaks.
Now, people are probably listening to this and saying, hold it, ductwork, wouldn't I seal that with duct tape?
Ah, you might think, but no, because duct tape won't stay put permanently. After you seal those ducts, wrap them in fiberglass insulation.
That's funny. Apparently, the only thing that duct tape doesn't work for are ducts.
Are your ducts, yes.
What will a professional charge for this?
You know, about $1,000 to $4,000 for the work. That's including materials, but of course it depends on the size of your home and the accessibility of your ducts. If you visit houselogic.com/radio, you'll find a link to a database of state incentives for renewables and efficiency. That means you might qualify for a rebate from your state or local government for sealing your ductwork.
Okay, I'll bet another common resolution is about money.
You bet it is. So the homeownership spin on that is to budget for home improvements. And a good rule of thumb on that is to put aside 1 to 3% of your home's initial price yearly towards maintenance and upkeeps. So on a $250,000 house, you're going to budget between $2,500 and $7,500 each year for upkeep and replacements. And you want to save unused money for big replacements, like a new roof down the road.
Good idea. What else?
Okay, so how about a twofer on this one? Get fit with routine home maintenance and repair. You can burn calories and keep your house in shape. We went to Calorie Lab to calculate, it's a website, calorielab.com, to calculate what some activities will burn off for you when you're doing your home maintenance. So here are a few. When you caulk your windows and doors, you can burn 280 calories per hour. Interior painting, 136 calories per hour. Mowing the lawn, a biggie at 306 calories per hour. And general gardening will burn 204 calories per hour.
It's actually great motivation, isn't it?
I think so. You know, another common resolution is to drink less. You know, the average household uses about 400 gallons of water each day, or almost $700 per year in water and sewer costs. If you install some water-saving fixtures, you could trim up to $200 from your annual water bill. So here are a few things you could do in 2012. Low-flow shower heads reduce the amount of flow, yet keep pressure up, and they cost from $10 to $150, and installation is a pretty easy DIY job that takes only a few minutes. If you have a toilet in your home that dates from pre-1994, it's going to be a water guzzler for sure. And if you replace it with a low-flow toilet, that'll prevent $90 worth of water costs from being flushed away, literally. Now, HE or high-efficiency toilets use compressed air and electric water pumps to flush, while older models require up to 8 gallons.
Yeah, water conservation is going to become more and more important.
Yes, another reason to resolve to save it at home.
Okay, one more.
Another top resolution is to de-stress. So in terms of home ownership, if you want less to worry about, use low-maintenance materials and products that are meant to last without trouble. Fiber cement siding lasts for 50 years or more. It's weatherproof, it resists dents, fire, insects, and rot, and paint jobs on it last longer than on wood and wood fiber siding products because it's stable even when there are changes in humidity. Two, LED bulbs last 20,000 to 50,000 hours between changes, or about 18 to 46 years when used for 3 hours each day. There's a high cost to them. They're $40 per bulb, but LED bulbs pay for themselves in energy savings in about 10 years. And number three, classic ceramic tile. It's tough, stain resistant, and impervious to moisture. It'll last for decades on floors and walls. You can visit houselogic.com/radio for more information, including more home resolutions.
Great information as usual, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.